Rip off alert! Rip off alert! Rip off alert! Rip off alert! Rip off alert!
Hello, it's Wednesday, May 10th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. And yes, you heard it, folks. On Wing TV today, there's a 9/11 rip-off alert in regard to Mr. Hollywood, Alex Jones. Now, Lisa, how did this all come about? What's this all about, a rip-off alert? 9/11.
The latest
rip-off alert.
I guess Alex Jones is going to be hosting a symposium June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, California.
Right. The official name of this is the American Scholar Symposium, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. It will be held June 24th and 25th. The ticket price for one ticket, $74 to get through the door. Wait a second now. I want to make sure, Lisa, that everybody heard me correctly. The price for one ticket to get through the door is what?
$74.
Yep.
Factor into that, of course, travel expenses, hotel accommodations, the price of food, gas, so forth, any other tangential expenses, and you've got a nice chunk of coin there.
Right. This is becoming a very expensive endeavor indeed. And you know what? We're not the first ones to even notice this. People have been emailing us over the last couple days, and they're calling it basically the truth is out there, but the truth is for sale. And this sale, that it's priced at, is very, very steep. Again, $74 a pop. Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Well, what's even more surprising is Alex Jones' sudden acknowledgement of the scholars, because hasn't he been basically ignoring them for months and months now?
Yeah. So what we have here, and there's a conference out in Chicago in the next couple of weeks. I think the entrance fee is only $25 out there, Lisa. We've been to the Oklahoma City bombing thing. The entrance fee was I think $10 or something like that.
Well, I think the Chicago one that's coming up at the beginning of June is $25 or $50, but it's also a two or three day event, and seems to be there's a lot more going on with that one.
Yeah, but it seems that the greed of Alex Rockefeller Jones is so out of control now that he's charging patriots. Patriots,
not charging, gouging.
Yeah, gouging patriots $74 to get through the door. And you know, this isn't the first time that this greed has surfaced. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see an article, a link to an article called Proof, Alex Jones' Money-Grubbing Greed. And that links back to a time when there's a radio show host named Michael Corbin.
Oh, right.
Who sat in for Alex Jones for an entire week when Alex was on...
Was it a week or just like 2 days?
Maybe 2 or 3 days, something like that. But you see the whole article there. And at the end of this stint, where Michael Corbin's going out of his way to fill in for him, he's not getting paid or so forth, he actually got chewed out...
By Alex's wife.
His wife, Violet. Because Michael wasn't selling enough videos.
Well, I think what he said was he wasn't pushing Alex's videos hard enough.
Right.
And Violet was very angry about that.
So instead of thanking him
for
sitting in and being a substitute host, he gets chewed out by Alex's wife, and then Alex never even had the class to call him up afterward and thank him for
it. Right. And I mean, it's only hours of Michael Corbin's life that he could have spent doing things productive to himself and for himself, and instead he gets chewed out by Alex's wife and disregarded by Alex.
Yeah. But you know, Lisa, for this $74 to get through the door, people must be able to get things there that they're not able to get anywhere else in the world,
you
right?
So?
Nowhere else in the world.
You think
but
so,
at this one symposium. Well, what are they going to have there?
Well, for your $74... you get to see Loose Change, the second edition.
Wait a second. Wait.
By Dylan Avery.
Yeah. Can people watch Loose Change for free?
Well, as a matter of fact, you can. Loose Change is everywhere on the internet for free, and so I really don't know why Alex would be charging people. Most people that we come across have already seen Loose Change anyway.
So it's free. Let's get it. It's free on the internet.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Free.
Now, what else are they going to get to see there?
The 9/11 martial law, which everyone's seen that years ago. Alex put that out.
So that's been out for a long time, and everybody's seen that, right?
Yeah.
Who else is going to be there?
Well, there will be presentations by some of the scholars for 9/11 Truth, including Stephen Jones, Jim Fetzer, and Webster Tarpley. There are dozens of radio show interviews, speeches, presentations given by these people. In fact, you can see Stephen Jones' presentation.
A video.
See and hear Stephen Jones do a presentation on 9/11 on the web for free.
And where can you get these at? The Scholars for 9/11 Truth, right?
Scholarsfor911truth.org. Professor Fetzer has done numerous radio shows, and those are archived for free in various places on the Internet, and also on their website at the Scholars site there. And
so how much did you say you have to pay to listen and see those videos and speeches on the Scholar site?
Oh, they're free.
Free. So Dylan's video is free.
Well, you can access Loose Change, too, for free on the Internet.
Yeah.
You can access speeches and presentations by Stephen Jones, Jim Fetzer, and Webster Tarpley for free. RBN Archives has Webster's shows archived for free, yeah. And Fetzer has done many shows all over the Internet.
So when
you
I was
can access those for free as well.
So when I was saying that there's things at this symposium that no one will ever be able to see anywhere else, that's, I guess, not accurate, is it?
Well, you're getting to see Alex Jones do something in public.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's what you're really paying
for. But you can
for.
Really listen to, you can hear him
right.
for free every day on GCN. So
well.
I guess the only, well, unless, of course, you want to hear the archives, then what do you have to do?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or you have to pay for them, of course.
Got to be clear on that, Victor.
Yeah. So I guess the only thing that's going to be new here is Alex's new video, which, of course, he'll be doing a hard sell on for the next 12 months.
His ultra-secret new video.
Which really isn't ultra-secret because the last time he was on George Norrie's show, he was talking about it. So he's portraying it as some ultra-secret thing, but he's already talked about it.
His quasi-ultra-secret
yeah.
new film, which he will be, I guess, unveiling at this event, too.
Yeah. Now, of course, if you want to go out to this event, and it's being held at the Sheraton in downtown L.A.
Not the cheapest hotel, by the way.
The rooms are $129 a night, so I'd figure you'd stay two nights, traveling, food, and so forth. People that go to this better bring a big, big pocket full of money.
And L.A. isn't known to be cheap.
Right, exactly. Now, let's try to put all this in perspective, though, Lisa, for people. A couple years ago, and this, I mean, we're really talking about something outrageous, $74 for a ticket to get through the door. Well, a couple years ago, I saw the rock band Kiss. It's the third time I saw them. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Kiss, they put on the biggest show in the world. I mean, they bring enough pyrotechnics to basically blow up any arena in the country. It's just, it's dazzling. And they blow fire, and there's just stuff going on everywhere. It's the biggest show in the world.
Right, and in order to put such a huge stage show on, that requires many, many tractor trailers loaded to the gills with all kinds of equipment. They have a huge entourage, lots of roadies.
Yeah. I mean, lights, speakers, the whole thing. How much was the ticket? $45. Now, and this was for a sixth-row seat. $45. Now, well, people say, well, before we even get to that, nearly every show that comes to State College here, to Penn State University, we have circuses, concerts, plays, the professional wrestlers come here, the monster trucks, on and on and on.
All kinds of musicians, people like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. Nothing, very rarely does anything ever hit $74 for a ticket.
And I would say that every single event that happens at the Bryce Jordan Center here in State College, the people are more familiar with the people who are going to play these venues than they are with, say, Alex Jones.
Right. So the big question now is, why is Alex Jones gouging Patriots? And many of them don't have a lot of money. We know that. We've
right.
heard. I mean, if it's any indicator, just the people in the alternative media that are always begging for money, I can't imagine that everyday people have any more money than we do or anyone else, you know. So why is he gouging people for $74? It's almost like he's like the big oil companies. You know, he's just gouging, get every penny he can get out of
it. Well, if what you're supposed to be hearing at this upcoming event is truth, why does the truth cost so much?
So damn much. But then again, Lisa, you know, there's going to be apologists for Alex. And they're going to say, well, you know, Alex has to pay for the travel and lodging expenses of the people that are going to present. I think he's going to have 4 or 5 presenters. Plus, he has to pay for the cost of the hall that he's going to have the show in.
And his own room at the hotel.
Yeah, so, okay.
Or suite, right. Maybe.
So, well, you know, he is Hollywood Alex Jones now, so he's not just going to stay in any room. This will be a suite. So, okay, he's going to have a few expenses. But let's go back to Kiss again, the rock band Kiss, as an example. Look what they have to pay for. They have to pay for the travel and lodging expenses of dozens and dozens of roadies. I mean, it's not easy to set up a stage like they have. Plus, then they have sound engineers, their pyrotechnic experts, the lighting technicians, stage managers, truck and bus drivers. Plus, they have to pay for the arena itself, for the Bryce Jordan
People
Center.
People provide their food.
Yeah, so this is an enormous cost, but their ticket price is only...
$45.
How much?
$45.
Yeah. Now...
and Kiss is worldwide renowned. Yeah. I mean, everybody has heard of Kiss. How many people around the world have heard of Alex Jones?
Right. So, wait a second. Mm. Alex must have a lot of overhead, doesn't he? I mean, he's probably bringing in lighting experts and a big sound stage and...
Do you think so? I would say Alex Jones probably isn't even going to have to bring in a movie projector to show any of these videos on because hotels generally, more upscale hotels tend to provide this sort of equipment for you.
Right, you know.
For conferences.
Yeah, any upscale hall like this will provide the audio-visual aids and so forth. So I think his overhead is really nothing except for the travel and lodging
personal
expenses.
Personal costs.
Right, so how much is he charging again?
$74.
Rip-off alert. So, you know, and what we're hearing, and people have been emailing, actually, we didn't even know about this until people contacted us.
Angry people.
Yeah. But the word on the street is that Alex is so starstruck now by his new Hollywood friends that he just forgot about everyday patriots.
You gotta wonder about the chosen venue for this, too. L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not trying to get close to Charlie Sheen again, is he?
Right. I mean, who do you think this is being held for? Do you think it's being held for the everyday patriot that's doing everything in their power to get the truth out about 9/11, the New World Order, Oklahoma City, and all this other crap? Or do you think it's being done for his new Hollywood friends?
Alex, you trying to impress your Hollywood friends there?
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's selling out to these glitzy plastic people out there in La La Land. And, I mean, I used to live in L.A. for 6 years. I know how phony all these people are. They're more concerned with showbiz and appearances. Do you think they really give a damn about what's real in the world, about the truth? If they did, why have they been quiet for the last 4.5 years while we've been working our asses off?
Why not select another venue, like in the Midwest or New York City, L.A.?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a good indicator is that as soon as Alex hooked up with Charlie Sheen, there was all this fawning and boot-licking and idol-worshipping.
Butt-kissing.
And, yeah, I mean, he's fallen right in with the Hollywood crowd. That's why his name now is Hollywood, Alex Jones. And what really I think is another good indicator is that this guy's such a sicko fan, such a wannabe, that he doesn't even use his real voice on the radio. And I know this is true because I've spoken with Alex a couple times on the telephone, and he sounds almost normal in real life, but when he's on the radio, who's he trying to be, Lisa?
Well, it sounds like he's trying to be like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, like his hero, Rush Limbaugh. He uses this big, phony voice.
Yeah.
And even one of the videos, and you can find it on the Wing TV homepage, go to the center column, down to the bottom, click on Hall of Fame.
Hall of Shame?
Hall of Shame, yeah. I'm glad you corrected me. And you'll see a video with a guy named Joe Rogan. And he even tells Alex in this video, he says, why don't you quit trying to be a phony and just be yourself for once? You know,
yeah,
why do you have to be?
Use your real voice.
Yeah, I mean, what you're hearing right now is the way me and Lisa talk all the time. We're not trying to sound like Bill O'Reilly or Phil Donahue or Rush Limbaugh. We're just talking like normal, everyday people. But another thing, Lisa, is do we really give a damn about the Hollywood crowd?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, these plastic surgery and all the breast enlargements and the stuff they shoot in their lips and blah, blah, blah. It's like, who cares about the Oscars?
The plastic people.
Yeah, the plastic people. So, I mean, what we really do here is we talk to everyday people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And we're not charging you anything for our archives, for our newsletter, for our TV show, or for the articles that we write.
And if we see you at a public event, you'll find us generally at the events where you don't have to pay for the truth or get ripped off for the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, some events, some venues will charge you some money to get in, but come on, $74?
Right.
And then you're on your own as far as all the other expenses involved.
Oh, yeah. Like we're saying, I mean, this is a $500 or $600 or $700 affair minimum if you travel to L.A. for this. And it seems like Alex's ego's gotten so big that his head's like one of these floats you see at the Macy's Day Parade. You know, it's just like as big as a skyscraper, and it's all being sucked into the Hollywood trip.
They've had similar types of events in the past. Do these generally draw large crowds, Victor?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to be
there.
Or are
we talking about like maybe 200 people showing up, and you're going to be footing the bill for this event?
Well, and here's the thing. I was thinking about it this morning. If we put this event on, and how many events have we been to, at least in the last 3 or 4 years, how much money have we made?
A lot,
yeah. How much money have we made total at all the events we've been at?
We haven't made any money.
Zero. We've never sold a thing.
We've lost money.
Yeah, at everyone.
We've spent money.
And when we went to Oklahoma City, we actually took a whole suitcase of books and chapbooks and gave all of them out for free.
Right.
So every event we go to, we're very adamant that we don't sell anything because we're not going there to make money. We're going there to get the truth
right
out and to protest.
We don't go to events to table donations. We don't go to events to profit. We don't go to events to set up big book tables and sell our wares and hawk our products. We just go to tell the truth.
Right. And even I overheard somebody at the OKC 10th anniversary, they were talking, they said, why isn't Alex Jones there? And the other person said, probably because he can't make any money off this event. So what do you think he's in this for? So I was thinking this morning, if we were putting this event together, and say it was in Los Angeles, I'll bet we would charge at tops $20 a ticket. $20, because we wouldn't be in it to be putting a whole bunch of money in our pocket.
Right. There are less expensive hotels that have conference rooms that you can rent out. You can rent out rooms at restaurants and all kinds of... Even at a library, you could host an event.
I'd even say if we did it at the Sheraton, we could still charge, at the most, $20. And I think $20 is expensive for an event, for a patriot to come in and find the truth. So, anyway...
I don't even know if they realize... Have they factored in how much it's going to cost people to get out to L.A.? Or is this just geared toward the L.A. crowd
and
not the people from other states? Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's an exorbitant cost.
I mean, who's the people that put Alex where he is? He's not putting this on in Topeka, Kansas.
As far as I know, the Hollywood crowd didn't put him where he is today.
Yeah,
it was people like you out there, the everyday citizen.
And the Hollywood crowd has been ignoring 9/11 truth for 4.5 years now.
Right.
But all of a sudden, they're Alex Hollywood Jones's best buddy. So all we can say is, rip-off alert! Rip-off alert!
Well, as far as we know, the only buddy, supposedly, that he had there was Charlie Sheen.
Oh, not according to him, though. Whenever you see him on his interviews, he has a plethora now of Hollywood friends.
Oh.
That are all going to come out and expose the truth, so...
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, look what Charlie...
During our lifetime?
Yeah, look what Charlie Sheen, how much good he's done. The week after he came out with all this, Denise Richards comes out and there's
runs
all these...
his name through the
dirt. I mean, child porno and threatening to kill her.
Just
and,
what we need linked to 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, that's the stuff we need. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk about something Elisa did this morning. She contacted Wally Miller, who's the coroner and was the point man at Shanksville. But we're going to get everything together first, get all our ducks in a row, and we're going to have some questions that Wally Miller refused to answer 2 different times
this morning. And I'll just tell you one thing. Wally Miller, Shanksville coroner and funeral director, completely unraveled on the phone with me. Hung up twice.
Two different times.
On me today.
Yeah, so everybody is going to have to tune into that tomorrow because there's something very, very peculiar happened in Shanksville ever since we started nosing around.
You want to know something else? Now I'm convinced more than ever before that there's something very, very wrong going on there, especially with the official sources, with the newspaper in Somerset County, and with this point man, the coroner, the person who had jurisdiction over the crime scene, at least until the FBI took control of the situation and the investigation. And I tell you what, now more than ever, I'm convinced that there's a cover-up going on there.
So tune in tomorrow for that. Also, we want to thank everybody that we appeared on the radio with. It was like yesterday was Multimedia Day. I appeared on our two local shows yesterday to promote Russ Diamond's appearance on Wing TV. So our two local shows, we got the word out about.
Local radio around here where we live in State College.
Right. Then we interviewed Russ Diamond. Then at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 4, we were on Kelly McGinley's show, The Berrien Chronicles. And then from 5:45 until 7 o'clock, we're on Viz's show from Negrassi Noe. And we'll be on his show again tomorrow night, maybe with Eric Huffman. We're not sure if he's going to bounce in there for the interview or not, too. But
I think I saw something on Viz's website that Matthew Tartaglia, Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia from U.S. Search and Rescue, might be on there with us. So
unless
something changes, it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he's always a very great, very good guest. And he was one of the people on the scene.
At the pit, at Ground Zero.
At Ground Zero, right. Also, we watched a movie last night about, this is a made-for-TV movie, about the avian bird flu. And we had about as much desire to watch that as we did United 93, but we figured we better look and see.
Right?
Yeah, we better see what kind of propaganda the people in power are putting out about this. And did you last the whole movie?
No, we found it to be kind of boring. I got up about two-thirds of the way through it because all it was a terror. It was just total fiction, total terror, and total propaganda.
Yeah, I probably made it to about the halfway mark and fell asleep. And I even remember saying,
he was snoring, right?
Yeah, I even remember saying this movie's boring because it was so predictable that it was the same formulaic
kind of movie that you're used to seeing. We had to answer that, so just excuse us for a second.
Yeah, we still had the phones on from the Wally Miller phone calls. But, yeah, it was just sheer terror. It was the same stuff that's been done for the last 20 years, well, since TV was invented, to get people scared, get them all riled up. So,
conditioning, and don't buy into it.
Right, and don't get vaccinated no matter what they tell
you. We noticed that they stressed how important it was for people to get vaccinated. And, of course, they terrorize you at the same time because you know damn well they don't have enough of these vaccines to go around. And they showed how desperate people will become in the event that this becomes this major global pandemic.
Yeah, there were two main points they were stressing was, one, to get the immunization, the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And second was that whenever something bad happens, make sure you put all your faith, all your trust, and all your protection in the government.
Right, and it showed you
Big Brother
what it might be like if your community got quarantined, how you'd run out of food, you'd be starving, how people would shun you and be terrified of you if you were coughing or sneezing or looked sick.
So just make sure you trust your government, okay? That's the main point they're stressing.
And
one
last thing, actually, is that, and they showed how incompetent the government would be under such a scenario because people were left to hang out on a limb on their own to sink or swim or die, as the case may be.
You mean as competent as they were with Katrina?
Worse.
Now, here's an email that we got the other day that was very troubling to us. Everybody out there, I'm sure, is familiar with Frosty Woolridge, okay? Big proponent of illegal immigration, or anti-proponent.
He's against the illegal immigrant invasion, and he's been very, very vocal for a few years now on this issue, and we really applaud his efforts in that regard, except that he pushes a UN agenda.
Right, so we've had him on this show twice before. And that's one thing we did notice, though, that he's kind of pushing a depopulation agenda.
Uh-huh.
He's putting a lot of faith in the UN and so forth.
Right, and so this concerns us a lot. So yeah. We didn't really have him on the show after that because we don't agree with his UN agenda.
Yeah, and anytime you bring the UN in, you're doing nothing but promote a new world order agenda. But a couple days ago, a woman named Nancy emailed Frosty about an article that he wrote on News with Views, and it opened with a comment Nancy said about 19 terrorists who committed 9/11.
In other words, Frosty's still promoting the whole 19 Arab hijacker terrorist angle, which is total theory because the government's never proven any of this stuff.
Right. And I think we even questioned Frosty about that on a show once, and he kind of blew it off that, you know, he didn't want to get into that area. So anyways, Nancy challenged him, sent him some information on 9/11, and asked him why he's promoting this disinformation about the 19 terrorists who were behind 9/11. Well, this is what Frosty wrote verbatim back to Nancy. He said, "Honest to God, my intention was to show the incredible stream of events happening that is killing this country." All right, good enough. We agree with that.
Well, we also say that 9/11 is part of that stream of events and maybe precipitated a lot of the events that happened afterward.
Right. So Frosty goes on to say, "I don't care about the 9/11 deal other than it is part of what is killing our country. Please try to connect the dots and let the 9/11 conspiracy theorists do their thing. We've got a country to save." So he's saying he doesn't really give a damn about 9/11.
Oh, and the people investigating the 9/11 conspiracy theory promoted by the government aren't trying to save the country? Is that what Frosty is talking about there?
Yeah, we're just conspiracy theorists. And in the meantime,
very interesting response.
Yeah, in the meantime, he's going to keep promoting disinfo.
He's going to keep promoting the UN New World Order agenda. Frosty, why don't you jump on the truth bandwagon instead of holding out this limited hangout stuff you're doing?
Exactly.
You know, and explain why you're promoting a UN New World Order position.
And just so you know, Frosty, 19 Arab hijackers
didn't
do 9/11.
Yeah, the government hasn't brought forth any solid proof of those allegations, Frosty, so you might want to start connecting some dots.
Exactly, good point. Anyway, tune in tomorrow, because Lisa's going to fill you in on not only what transpired in these phone calls with Wally Miller, the coroner, but we're going to have how many questions?
Well, I came up with 21 questions for Wally Miller, which I intended to pose to him, but since he behaved so poorly today, we're going to post those online, and he's not cooperating. And also, I had a very interesting phone call with the Daily American newspaper in Somerset County, the correspondent Vicky Rock. Who we met in person when we were in Shanksville in Somerset County. And you'll be very interested to hear some of the things she had to say.
Yeah. And here's the thing is, if there's nothing to hide, if there's nothing to cover up, if everything that the government told us is absolutely true about what happened in Shanksville and with Flight 93...
Why are people acting so weird?
Right. And why would the coroner, the point man...
Mr. Unflappable.
Hang up on Lisa twice this morning, plus do everything in his power when we met him in person last week.
Well, he lied to us in Shanksville because he said that he gave me permission to call him and said he would be willing to talk with me on the phone if I did. Yeah. And today he proved that to be a lie.
Exactly. So tune in tomorrow to hear that. We're going to be on Visigoth's show Thursday night at 5:30, I believe. So tune in for that. Check out the Wing TV homepage. Look at our article on the 9/11 ripoff that's taking place in L.A.
And you know what? It seems like the more progress we make with 9/11 and finding out things and connecting dots, the deeper the hole gets at the same time.
Yeah. And one last thing. Ask yourself this question. What is 9/11 and all of these other things about? Is it about truth or is it about making a lot and lots of money? That's something to ponder. So,
well, I guess the answer to that depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we've already asked a few people in the alternative media if they're going to shell out $74 to go and see this seminar, and they said, hell no. And I know we're not either. So if you want to shell out $74, go at it, because we're not. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.